Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Tom Feltenstein, let me tell you a little bit about him. He's the chairman and CEO of Tom Feltenstein's Neighborhood Marketing Institute, which has been hailed as one of the nation's foremost sales and marketing experts. And let me tell you a little bit about his company. Neighborhood Marketing Institute is a leading educational resource for training, educating, and coaching marketing professionals. Tom has served as strategist to major consumer companies, including Pepsi, McDonald's, Brunswick, Disney Development Company, Hyatt Hotels, Westin, and on and on and on. I'm going to run out of breath here, folks. There's such a long list here. He's the author of 8 books, including Underdog Marketing, Strategies for Outmarketing the Big Guns, which we'll get him to talk to us a little bit about today. But the thing we're going to talk the most about today is his new book. It's called Uncommon Wisdom, Living a Joyful Life While Fulfilling Your Financial Dreams. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. And I'll tell you, folks, Tom, my audience knows that I don't introduce them to authors or to books that I haven't reviewed and haven't approved of but some rise to the top very quickly, and this book does that. And my audience also knows that we spend a fair amount of time on this show talking about the importance of balance in your life, making sure that you measure success in ways other than just how much stuff do you have. And this book helps so much. In fact, I've had some email from some people recently, Tom, that some people who were having a little bit of a tough time and they were struggling a little bit with the things that were inside them that they needed to help them go forward. And I emailed them back over the weekend and said, hey, you need to listen. I think Tom's going to have some good stuff for you today.
Mm.
And Tom, the book is called Uncommon Wisdom. That's an interesting title. Tell us a little bit why you decided to choose that title.
I don't know. I think probably I was always trying to maybe be a little bit irreverent just to get people's attention. And we all have wisdom. I think most of the wisdom that we're trying to get or to unfold in our own humanness is relatively uncommon because it's really back to the basics. You know, we're always looking for something new, for something over there instead of within ourselves. And I was trying, what's really uncommon wisdom for me is I think the distinction between business and spirituality. So I always thought one was on the left hand and one was on the right hand. And business is considered anti-spiritual for most seekers of truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to fit money into an Eastern and a Western synthesis of values is often confusing and frustrating. So for the last few years myself, I've come to realize that the business world has really been the greatest arena for personal transformation. Because in business, you have to face your fears, transcend your ego, learn to live beyond your limits, all the while doing your best to hear and heed the call from within.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the payoffs and risk are greater, too, because in business, you can get rich, but you can also end up broke and miserable. And, you know, how you respond to an event in the business world is really a test of your strength and wisdom, and that test, you know, came to me in many forms. I think, you know, very often we have to have a breakdown to have a breakthrough, or something uncomfortable has to come to us to get our attention, shall we say, or maybe a profound burnout on the job, or, you know, an inner prompt to dump everything that we've worked for, even uprooting and moving, trying to find another road because something really isn't going as smooth as perhaps we would like for it to. So I've never really faced any severe, harsh setbacks or disappointments or anything, you know, in humiliating ways, even though I think the hardest thing for me, what's really uncommon or uncommon wisdom, is acceptance, is accepting Tom as who I am and loving me for who I am and to trust my feelings and ideas. And, you know, what a feeling it is. You know, it's strange sometimes, but to begin to let my rational self make decisions in my daily life and learning to trust a new way of knowing and really becoming aware that I can listen to and follow my desires and my passions. And so says, I began to let go of my fears and discover that underneath the worst nightmares is a realm of loving security, or a wholeness I'd never known existed. When that happened, there was no need to separate business from spirituality because they work quite well together. So I think to me that's how I came up with uncommon wisdom.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up. And the term that people use sometimes to describe what you were just talking about, the spirituality and the business together, some people are calling that reintegration.
I've never heard that.
Well, let me. The reason I say that is because last week we had Gary Moore on the show. I don't know if you know who Gary is, but he's a disciple of Sir John Templeton.
Uh-huh.
And Gary's a good guy, and he's been with us many times before. And one of the things that he and Sir John are working on is reintegrating, doing what you were talking about. And they call it reintegration, and that's years ago. And they call it reintegrating because years ago the spiritual part of a person's life and their business life was one. And over the last, what would you say, 40 or 50 years, we've sort of separated those two.
That's a very interesting. He's right. That's a very good term.
Well, and one of the things he's running into is he says he's running into obstacles, to opposition on this thing, on the idea. And I asked him, I said, where is it coming from? And he said, it's coming from everywhere.
Well, you know,
and remember, folks, and Tom, you realize this. We haven't mentioned the word religion yet. We're not even talking about religion. We're talking about the spiritual side of you, the thing that's the essence of you, your spirit. Right, Tom?
That's exactly right. Church is walking along the beach. Church is walking along New York and being at peace with yourself with all the traffic and the high-rise buildings. It's wherever you're at, you know. It doesn't have to be every Sunday walking into a physical facility.
Tom, stand by. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, it's 20 after the hour. We'd like for you to join us if you like. 888-822-8255. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Tom Felkenstein. All right, we're back. It's 24 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And our phone number is 888-822-8255, 1-888-822-8255. Give us a call. If you're having a lot of success in the way that people typically measure success, but it doesn't make you happy, for whatever reason you can't figure out why, you've got all this stuff, you've got all this admiration and everything, but you're still, you yourself inside still are not completely happy, give us a call. Maybe I think Tom might be able to help you with that. I know the book can help you with it. There's so much in this book, folks. It's about 180 pages or so, and there's so much in here that we're going to have to ask Tom to come back with us. Tom Felkenstein is our special guest and the author of Uncommon Wisdom, Live a Joyful Life with Financial Success. Tom, one of the things I want to talk in a second about the internal customers and get you to tell us about some surveys that you did. But one of the things that I want to say before that is that I have known some of the richest people that I know, and I know some very wealthy people, are also some of the most unhappy people I know. And what I'm about to say is kind of, I guess this is kind of a cliche, but I know this. I've been around this. And there are people who don't have anything, and they're just as happy as they can be. And so whenever I see young people seeking stuff, you know, I tell them, remember this, stuff won't make you happy. If you aren't capable of being happy without the stuff, you're not going to be happy with the stuff. What are your thoughts?
That's well said. You know, what I'm always finding is that if I can get over across the street to this other place, I'm now going to be happy.
Yeah.
Once I get there, I'm not happy.
Right.
If I can always get this, I live in probably the most affluent little town in America. It's called Palm Beach, Florida.
I've heard of that.
And they did an interview on me in the book a couple of weeks ago. And one of the things that I said to them, this is truly the wealthiest community in the United States, particularly during the wintertime, where all the great wealth is at from the Kennedys and, you know, all of them are down here. And I said, with so much wealth, I have never gone into shops to buy things where there is arrogance, there is lack of peace. I don't understand. I grew up in Missouri in the Midwest where the roots are so solid. It's like a melting pot down here of just unhappiness. And I you know, I just can't believe it. And I talked about it in the paper. I'm surprised they didn't try to run me out of town. But but when you really think about it, you know, now if I can have the new car, now if I can have only make another $100 a week, then everything is going to be okay. If you're not happy with what you have now, you're not going to be any happier with if you're getting something else. I say that if you're living in Palm Beach, Florida, and you're now going to move to Atlanta, Georgia, if you're neurotic in Palm Beach, you're going to be neurotic in Atlanta. It's just going to take a couple of weeks longer. But until you fix what's inside of you, I remember a friend of mine telling a group of business people if they ignore their inner promptings to change, those nudges will turn into something more attention-getting like ulcers. So we've got to continually listen to the gentle warning to the voice within. And, you know, our days are just the precious currency of our life. So in effect, how we spend our days is the measure of the quality of our life. And life is very simple. What we give out, we get back. That's it.
Tom, let's talk about the interior of our companies. And one of the things you did a survey of employees. You call them the internal customers.
Right.
And a lot of times business owners that try to change their companies, they try to change their marketing, they try to change their advertising, they change their products, they paint the walls, they put up new signs, they come up with slogans and all that sort of thing. But they disregard one of the most important components of their business, and that's what you call their internal customers, their employees.
You're absolutely right. I've always said that if you treat your external customers the way you treat your internal customers, you won't have any customers.
Right.
I grew up working at McDonald's Corporation, making a lot of television commercials and doing the marketing at Burger King Corporation. We had a $1 billion ad agency. All we were doing was making these highfalutin TV commercials, radio commercials. And I would find, and in our consulting practice, you know, we work with a lot of small business owners, and everybody wants a quick fix. Run this commercial, do this radio spot, do all these kinds of things. And I believe that marketing to build your business and be more successful is you start inside the four walls of your business. And the most important area in your four walls is your internal customer. And we just did a survey of 25,000 internal customers around the United States from, you know, all kinds of different businesses. And we found that their self-esteem issues were so low. So all of a sudden, I'm spending this $1,000 or $10,000 to bring customers in to my facility.
Tom, stand by. I got to take a quick break. I'm sorry. We're coming up on a hard break. Got to take one. Folks, it's 29 after. We'll be right back with Tom Feltenstein. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. All right. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. But you knew that already, didn't you? 888-822-8255. That's the phone number to call if you'd like to join me or Tom Feltenstein, who is our new friend and our special guest this hour. He's the author of Uncommon Wisdom, Live a Joyful Life with Financial Success. And, Tom, you were talking a little bit about what you call four walls marketing, inside the four walls, taking care of the internal customers that will help you take care of your external customers.
Right. What I was saying is that all the great marketing or advertising or anything you do outside of your four walls in your local neighborhoods really won't work for you if the people that are working inside of your restaurant, inside of your restaurants, inside of your retail stores, whatever business you are that you're dealing with, it's so critical that they have high self-esteem and feel good about yourself, about themselves. And you've got to hire people who are like your customers rather than just like you. And teach people about the business so they can fall in love with it. And if you hire the right people, you won't want to demotivate them. So you have to understand and teach them how your system works. And another area that I really like is that everybody really speaks three languages. One is of speech, one of silence, and that of the body. And of course, the latest one is really the toughest to fake. So when you're dealing with your internal customers, I mean, I even like, before we open the doors, to have like kind of a pep rally for 5 minutes, like the football teams and the basketball teams do, you know, and kind of get charged up and get feeling, you know, get a strong feeling of self-worth, and we're going out there and we're really going to deal with our guests who are coming into our businesses today. So treat the internal customers with the greatest sense of caring and love and respect. And the other thing is, I know how tough it is today to get new people,
mm-hmm.
with unemployment being as low as it is.
It's a crisis.
But don't settle and bring someone on who's only mediocre, that doesn't fit in. I would rather see you close your business of operation 3 hours earlier than have a employee who doesn't feel good about themselves wait on a customer. And particularly when you think about what is a customer worth to you over the next 5 years, and to have one person, employee, treat a customer bad, and you start to figure out what the average ticket is of that customer who is visiting you, you will think twice. So shut down earlier unless you have the right people. We interview 10 people for every one that we hire in our company.
Tom, I've got a question for you, but before we go any further, I want you to tell our audience how they can get your book.
Well, Uncommon Wisdom, which was published by LaBar Friedman, is available in bookstores, on the Amazon, on your web. You can get it by calling our company or calling Jim. And it's I hope that it's out all over the globe. I mean, I've been on CNN and the Letterman Show and other places, so hopefully that it's out in all the bookstores around the country.
Folks, I've introduced you to a lot of good books. This is a great one, and I recommend it to you very highly. Tom, I wanted to ask you something about, you were talking about hiring people. One of the things that I've said on the show before and that I practice in my business is that I try to hire intelligence and attitude, good attitude. If I can get intelligence and a good attitude, I can help them to become the kind of employee that they need to be. Now, today, as you say, you know when you said what you did a minute ago about not settling and making sure that you keep looking, small business owners out there are saying, yeah, that's easier said than done. You know, I'm getting 100 applicants and none of them are the way that Tom describes it, the way an employee should be. What can we do to help employees, to help prospects? Maybe they've got all the other stuff. They've got the technical background. They've got the experience. But maybe they're not quite up to the level that you would like for them to be. What can we do for them once we get them on board to help them to have
that's
greater
a great
self-esteem?
Question. That's a great question. First of all, you hire the attitude and train the skills.
Right.
Which is a line that I've coined about 15 years ago. And our marketing plans that we write, probably 20% of the marketing plans have to do now with recruiting and retention. And there's a list of about 50 different areas that we focus on. First of all, I would take my internal customers, the employees that I have right now, and reward them financially for whenever they bring in a new employee. And give them money, like if the employee stays for 90 days, give them something. When they stay another 6 months, give them something else. When they stay a year, give them something else. Always empower your internal customers. Anything that you want to accomplish, allow them to be the advocates who are going to go out and make that happen for you. And reward them, to do that. Also, one of the most, in terms of retention and building self-esteem, one of the greatest things that I recommend continually is, I know as a small business owner, you yourself have your own business card. What I would recommend that every employee that works in your company, give them their own personal business card after they've been with you for 90 days. Print them up, put their title, put their name. I don't care if it's someone who cleans and mops the floors. Whatever they do, give them their own personal business card. Make their self-esteem, make them feel good about themselves. I have seen businesses changed overnight just with that one small technique.
You know, Tom, I agree with you. I've been telling companies that for years, and I 100% agree with you. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Tom, stand by. We've got to take a quick one. Folks, it's 39 after the hour. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. When we come back, we're going to take a little bit of a tour of this book. I want you to know about some other components of this book that are not typical of most books. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. It's 44 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our new friend, Tom Feltenstein. He's the author of Uncommon Wisdom, Live a Joyful Life with Financial Success. And I love that title. I love that part of the title, Tom. Live a Joyful Life, even if you have financial success.
Exactly.
I like
right.
that. And that makes the point to me that that you don't have to have a lot of stuff to be happy. And if you have a lot of stuff, you might not be happy.
I've got to share something I meant to share with you earlier. I read a magazine this weekend called The Robb Report, and it says, we've dedicated the entire magazine, 300 pages, to covering the best of everything from fashion to recreation, from automobiles to dining, the marketplace for all luxury goods of all kinds, designed to better serve you needs in buying and selling luxury goods, articles to assist high-end consumers, and to capture the essence of purchasing and owning the most expensive items in the world. 300 pages, never once talked about humanity, mm-hmm. about feelings, about caring, or anything. And I don't, you know, this movie that was just out that was awesome by Patch Adams.
Yeah.
And Patch had written in the book, had written on the back of the book, and it kind of some praise for the book.
That, I saw that.
The book's important step in returning healthy ethics to the business community. Money is not God, but the financial world surely projects that image. His suggestion is that life's true wealth is measured in things far more soulful than property, and we better put them into our life as a way of life if the human business community is to ever recapture its humanity. And yet we get this whole 300-page magazine that talks nothing about that. It just struck me this weekend, all about luxury, but nothing about the heart and the
yeah.
soul of living, of you know, of life. It's,
Tom, well, I want to come back to to a portion of the book called Rules for Being Human. I want to talk about that in a second, but before we do, I want you to give us a little bit of a tour of the book. Talk to us about the architecture of the book.
Well, the way what I tried to was to put a blueprint together that would inspire success both in business and in life, because they go. We spend so much time in the you know in the business world, and I've tried to put in some spiritual guidance, enlightening insights. It's really addressed, I think, to all of us, because it was written for the, as I said in here, the hurried ranks. In other words, those who have experienced the most modern of afflictions, the out-of-control syndrome. And on the cover of the book, I said, so you've got the career, the spouse, the kids, the pets, the cars, the house, the vacations, the clothes. Trouble is you're so frantic, frazzled, and overwhelmed, you don't have any time to enjoy any of it. So I kind of put it together starting out with talking about life, wise and wonderful, and as you said, the rules for being human, and don't be a grudge collector, and another birthday so what, how to develop ongoing gratitude. And then we get into a whole chapter on success, meaning business success, getting into commitments, the five qualities that make for success, the winning attitude. And then we get into chapter three, which is really covers ethics, the accountability, the games people play, the many candor former.
Tom, I want you to. One of the things I want you to do, and I mentioned this earlier off the air, I want you to come back another day and just talk to us about ethics, folks.
Right.
I think there's a great program there just on ethics. And one of the things that I like about the book, Tom, is that it's filled with what you call pearls of wisdom, and these are little sayings, little one and two liner spokes, collected from a lot of different people. Some are from Tom, but most of them are from other people, very smart people. And the thing that I like about the architecture of the book is that if you've only got a minute, if you've just got a minute between phone calls or appointments or whatever, you can pick this book up, open it up, and there's something in there that you can read in a minute and get out of it, and get something out of it.
It's really a bedside book where you, yeah, it's, you know, we talk about the symptoms of inner peace, how to get the most out of yourself, how to feel good about yourself, creed for happiness.
Let's talk about rules for being human. Talk to us about, the first one is you will receive a body.
Yeah, and you'll either like it or hate it, but it'll be yours for the duration.
Yeah. And notwithstanding plastic surgery, you're stuck with it, right?
It's yours, man. Yeah, I looked at Phyllis Diller the other day for the 44th facelift. I didn't even recognize her. The thing is I don't think that we make mistakes in life. I think that what we do is we just continually learn lessons. And I've always felt that I'm here on planet Earth in this big schoolroom, and, you know, I'll go to the fourth grade when they're ready to send me there. And we continually every day are learning lessons, and we keep repeating those lessons until we get them right. And so I've always said there's no mistakes, that there's only lessons that we need to deal, you know, that we have to deal with. The other is that when we look at other people, they're just really mirrors of ourselves. Because I don't think that we can hate or love another person unless it really reflects or something about ourselves. If do we love or do we hate ourselves? And, you know, what we do about life or make up about life is really how we feel about ourselves. So people treat you the way you treat yourself. If you love yourself, you'll automatically give others the opportunity to love you.
Tom, stand by. Well said. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, it's 50 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our new friend, Tom Feltenstein. He's the author of Uncommon Wisdom, Live a Joyful Life with Success. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. It's 54 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining us today. Our new friend, and his name is Tom Feltenstein. He is the author of Uncommon Wisdom, Live a Joyful Life with Financial Success. Tom's been with us for this hour, and Tom, we're just going to have you back again. We probably scratched maybe about 3.7% of this book. It's just tremendous. I can tell you right now, it's already meant a lot to me. And my audience knows that as I said before, I don't bring people on the show with their books if I can't recommend them. But some of them I get really excited about, and this is one of them. Tom, one of the things that, by the way, before we go any further, tell our audience where they can get your book.
Well, first, let me say this, Jim, because it's something we didn't cover, and I know all in being in small business, and the last chapter in here in the book is about marketing. And if it will give you some tips, some real solid tips on how to build sales in your own business. I just happened to think about that. This book is available at all the bookstores. If it's not there, they'll get it for you. It's on the Amazon.com or
go to your website. Give us your website again.
Amazon, you know, sells the books. It's incredible what they do. I shouldn't say this. I'm going to get in trouble, but. I was looking at Amazon.com the other day, and the book was for sale for 30% less than what I'd seen at any place else, which all the bookstore people are going to hate me for saying that.
Tom.
The other thing is the break just came on, and I was saying that people treat you the way you treat yourself, that if you love yourself, you'll automatically give others the opportunities to love you. So we must become the right person rather than looking for the right person. Or in order to attract the cream of the crop, we must become the cream of the crop. And I think that is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I want to plant carrots, or if I want carrots, I've got to plant them. If I want radishes, I've got to plant them. If I want love, I've got to plant it. If I want understanding, I've got to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
So...
one of the things that I know and that I like about your book is I started the Small Business Advocate Show to help small business owners to get the information that they need that I personally knew that they were many times reluctant to ask. Small business owners are not good at asking for help. They think that people that they're asking for help, would think that they should have already known that answer, and they don't want to appear to be ignorant. They don't want to appear to not be knowledgeable, and they don't want to appear to be weak for sure. And so I know small business owners are like that, and I started this show to provide them with that information. And this book, I know that's one of the reasons why you wrote this book.
Well, yeah, because I do so much work with small business operators all over the globe, and I really believe that, you see, I was too macho myself many years ago to go ask for help from someone else. But that once I accepted Tom, who he is, I was then able to go out and ask for help in any arena of life. And I give you permission, it's okay. I had a very special friend in 1970.
Got 15 seconds, Tom.
That said to me in the book, you know, Tom, it's okay. Go out and ask for help whenever you need it. And just love yourself. And that's our gift to mankind, is how we feel about who we are.
Yeah. Tom, that's got to be the last word. And there's so much more I want to talk to you about. Will you come back and do this again with us?
It'd be my pleasure. I've really enjoyed it. I'm so grateful. And I want to compliment you on us talking over the weekend, too, and you really getting into it and having read the book. That is really an honor, and you, for you doing your homework as well as you've done, and thank you for that.
Thank you, Tom. Got to wrap it up. See you later.
Yeah,
I appreciate
later.
It, sir.
Bye.
Got to wrap it up for this hour, but folks, before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.